This goes to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, and like November, P like practice, fax 989-588-5052. Regarding Madge, it's M like Mary, A, D like David, G like golf, E, middle initial M like Mary. Schmid, it's S-C-H-M-I-D, M like Mary. And the date of birth is 9-18 of 1954. Dear Miss Carstensen, this is a consultation for Mrs. Schmid, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. Going back to at least 2021, with a recent increase in creatinine level starting in October of 25. She has currently no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She's feeling well, but she's rather anxious about the possibility of having chronic kidney disease. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or any cardiac history, no dyspnea, cough or current wheezing, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have chronic reflux and heartburn and hiatal hernia. With current long-term use of proton pump inhibitor medications. She has suffered from migraine headaches in the past, not very regularly now. Also a history of tachycardia. And she has allergies. Also some lung nodules that are being followed by pulmonology. She's hard of hearing and wears hearing aids. She's having no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. Past medical history is significant for asthma, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, chronic low back pain, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and hiatal hernia, depression with anxiety, migraine headaches, tachycardia, allergic rhinitis, benign lung nodules, hard of hearing, and fatty liver disease noted on CT scan done 11/25/25. Past surgical history, she had colonoscopy in 2017 and hiatal hernia repaired July of 2025. Social history. She is an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 1982. She occasionally consumes alcohol, but denies illicit drug use. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for asthma, emphysema, bladder cancer, diabetes, heart disease, thyroid cancer, stroke, and high blood pressure. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, she's on aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Atenolol is 25 milligram daily. Zyrtec, 10 milligram daily if needed for allergies. Lexapro, 20 milligram daily. Phenylfibrate, 67 milligram daily. Flonase nasal spray daily as needed. Singulair is 10 milligram at bedtime. Protonix 40 milligram daily. Crestor 20 milligram daily. And Advair inhaler daily. Physical exam, height is 61 inches, weight 144 pounds. Pulse is 64. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. 122 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with a midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur or rub. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, strong fetal pulses bilaterally, and full sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs and diagnostic studies, creatinine levels most recently were done 12/18 of 25. Creatinine is 1.23 with estimated GFR of 47. 10/13/25, creatinine was 1.2, GFR 48. 7/30/25, creatinine 1.15, GFR 51. 4/22/25, creatinine 1.14, GFR 52. 10/16/24, creatinine 1.15, GFR 51. 9/9/24, creatinine 0.98, GFR 60. And then 8/14/24, creatinine 1.22 and GFR 48. We have a hemoglobin done 12/18/25 of 12.9. Normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium is 9.8, sodium 136, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 24. Albumin is 4.6. The AST, 37. ALT, 23. We have a urinalysis done 10/27/25. A trace of protein and negative for blood. She also had a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound, and that was done 12/12/25. She does have bilaterally small kidneys. The right kidney is 8.9 centimeters, and there's no hydronephrosis, no cysts or masses, no stones. Left kidney, 8.7 centimeters, without cysts, masses, or stones, no hydronephrosis. Urinary bladder was minimally filled with normal wall thickness. Assessment and plan. A, stage 3A, a chronic kidney disease with a slight progression of increased creatinine starting in October of 2025. We want to recheck her labs in February. We're going to check a parathyroid hormone. Phosphorus level will be checked. And also a creatinine to protein ratio will be checked. And then every 3 months thereafter, she'll have renal panel and CBCs done. We know that the proton pump inhibitors, when used long-term, can lead to some kidney disease. So if possible, and if the patient does not have a positive diagnosis for Barrett's esophagus, it would be worthwhile to try stopping the pantoprazole and trying Pepcid instead. 40 milligram a day can work quite well for some people, especially if they're careful with diet and know what the triggers are that make the reflux disease worse. She also is going to follow up with the surgeon that did her hiatal hernia repair. There may be another surgery required, she tells us. And in the future, if renal function declines further, we may consider adding Farxiga or Jardiance to help protect her kidneys. Also protects cardiovascular status, and we use that in non-diabetic patients currently also. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was evaluated, was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Puente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.